Isso.
Geneva Center for Demining aligns itself with the gender and mainstreaming working group of which the center is an active member. We would like to add some notes on this important item of the agenda. The Review Council last year and the Lausanne Action Plan took important steps to consolidate a stronger commitment to gender and diversity mainstreaming in the convention. We would like to thank the coordinators, namely France and Namibia, for their important role as the focal points for their work. This showed the progress made in compliance to gender and diversity mainstreaming that were included in the action plan. It is encouraging to see these examples in this session. This indicates that there are increasing evidence of the positive impact on action on mine action that include consider gender and diversity in our work. We would like also to commend France and Namibia for the draft terms of reference that was presented today. The development and eventual adoption of such a TOR is yet another strong indication of how gender and diversity continue to be prioritized in our sector. However, it is evident that work remains to be done, particularly in terms of ensuring consistent reporting on the Lausanne Action Plan with regards to gender and diversity mainstreaming by including information on these dimensions across all relevant sections of the annual Article 7 reports. Furthermore, it cannot be denied that the participation of women of diverse backgrounds and identities in convention meetings continues to be disappointingly low, and that we need to identify barriers and make arrangements to ensure that individuals from underrepresented groups can meaningfully participate. We continue to encourage all states parties to uphold gender and diversity mainstreaming commitments in the LAP, including by the following: implementing activities in an inclusive manner, integrating gender and diversity considerations in survey and clearance activities, implementing context-specific, tailor-made risk reduction interventions, collecting and analyzing gender, age, and disability disaggregated contamination and casualty data. This would involve moving beyond data collection by sex to encompass individuals of different gender identities and expressions, and ensure that disaggregated data is used effectively to inform cluster munition remnant programs, and providing assistance to victims in a non-discriminatory, gender-sensitive, disability and age-sensitive manner, and ensuring that their inclusion and meaningful participation in the work of the convention and relevant laws and policies. Building on this, the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining very much welcomes the work conducted on the current state of gender and diversity in the CCM by the International Gender Champions Disarmament Impact Group. together with the GICHD and UNIDIR. This has resulted in a fact sheet which identifies entry points and areas for action on gender and diversity mainstreaming in line with the CCM and the Lausanne Action Plan. In conclusion, as stated earlier, the GICHD believes that our community has clear commitments and goals on gender and diversity. We now need to focus on implementation and results. Thank you.